What up, it's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. So it's that time where I share my book review with you all. I just got done reading The Perfect Ruin by Shanora Williams. Great novel, so stay tuned. Peace. What up, it's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. It snowed here in Kansas City. It looks so beautiful. It always looked beautiful when it snowed here, when it snows here in Kansas City. I just love the snow. But I don't like driving in it. I don't like the cold. I just like looking at it. And if I have to get out in it, I'd rather be out in it for a little bit, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. But far as like working out in it, is for the birds. Yes, I'm a mail carrier and I do deliver mail out in the snow. So they say rain, sleet, and snow plus COVID now. Yeah, I did it for about 6 or 7 years now and I'm over it. Yeah, very over it. But I don't mind looking at it. It's cute. Kids playing out in it and all. I just seen a kid take a fall. You know, she thought she was really going somewhere down the hill, but she actually, you know, tumbled all the way down and she was out for a minute because she stayed down there. She up, she's still kind of down, so you know, yeah, let's all take a moment of silence for that little girl to take a tumble down the hill. And I ain't talking about this hill like a short hill. This hill is really big and she took a tumble all the way down. Let's do a moment of silence. Okay, now we're done. So anyway, but yes, I have to keep it positive because you can't be angry. You just can't. You just can't let people get that negative energy. It's just like you don't want people around you that has that negative energy vibes or anything. You got to keep it positive. I like to keep people going and, you know, have like that good vibe in the air. You know, you just can't be angry. You can't worry about that because if you worry about everything, you're going to worry yourself sick. So, and this is the new year. You want to start off fresh, even though, like I said in my previous episode, just because it's a new year doesn't mean anything, because you can always start all over every single day, because you wake up and you got to do it all over again, so you get that chance to start all over. But just because you're waking up, you got to make sure your mind frame is just changed. Your whole mind just got to be set on something different, so that way you can go for it and have that good personality, even that good vibe about yourself. I was going to say personality, but that's all right. So let's get into it. Book review. Did somebody say book review? I did. That was so cute. But anywho, so I just got done reading The Perfect Ruin by Shanora Williams. And how I came across this novel is I had ordered a blind date with a book through Literary, which is an online black-owned bookstore, and I went ahead and chose my genre because that's the theme. It's called Blind Date with the Book. You get to choose your genre, and what the owner does, she prepare a box for you, and she get to choose a book that, you know, matches that genre. So I, you know me, I love that thriller mystery type stuff, really. Sci-fi fantasy, but anywho, I chose thriller, and I said thriller, but I chose thriller, and she got my box, and she prepared it, and she sent it out, and I received it. I have received a lot of little goodies in there. I love them. I still, you know what, my dog better stay on my sock drawer, because he keep on trying to take my reading socks, my book socks, okay? Shoot, ain't nobody got time to be playing with him and he up here taking my socks. But yes, I receive a lot of goodies that's in that blind date with the books. I loved it. And you know, once I received my novel, I didn't know what I was getting. So once I opened it, I was like, The Perfect Ruin. And you know, she inboxed me. She said, that book is good. You will not, I'm telling you, you're going to finish this within 3 to 4 days. And it took me about a week to finish this novel. So it didn't take me that long to finish it, because this is one of those books that you cannot put down and stuff like that. And not to mention, I'm not really big on a lot of, well, when I read a book, I don't like that novel to have like multiple characters in the novel, because it's hard for me to keep up with. But when I was reading The Perfect Ruin, it was kind of like the author was speaking in first and second third person. So, but it was still, and it also had a lot of characters, so, but it was easy to keep up with because, excuse me, the author wasn't all over the place in that novel when I was reading it. She wasn't all over the place. It was pretty much everything ties in together. It was well written. It was well put together. Because me, I know it was one novel that I read. It's called And Now She's Gone. It was a whole lot of characters. And it was so much. And I can't deal with stuff with a novel that's like that. Where it was just too many characters. It was hard to keep up with. And I just can't do it. I would put the book down, you know, and give it a bad rating. But with this novel, The Perfect Ruin, it was probably like, it wasn't that many characters, but it was easy to keep up with. You was able to know what character is which and what part they play, you know. So that's what I liked about that novel. But anywho, when I had received that novel, I was like, dang, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. And the owner who gifted this package to me, well, this book box, The Blind Date with the Book, she was like, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, great novel, because she read it. So, you know, you guys definitely go check out Literary DFW. She's on Facebook, and she's also on Instagram. Go follow her. And it's called Literary DFW, LiteUary DFW. You should be able to pull it up, but like I said, it's a all black bookstore. Go support, and yeah, go support and go check out her website, please. So let's get into it. That book right there, y'all. Oh my gosh, Perfect Ruin. When I share you, okay, for one, you will stay up past your bedtime, and you will also try to chime in and read it at work, and you will try to get through it because of what's going on within the novel. And I know this novel had came out way before, like, I think last year or the year before, I believe, and it's making its appearance again, so I've been seeing around at Barnes & Nobles and pretty much online on Instagram and Facebook. So it's making a reappearance. But once I came across it, I was like, what the flying fuck? I sure did. Because my mama be listening to this sometimes. And, you know, she be like, oh my God, I can't believe you cuss. Because I don't cuss around my parents, you know, I just don't. I don't cuss around adults, period. But yeah, that book is fucking crazy. I'm sorry, mama, but that book is sure enough crazy. But let me tell you a quick synopsis about this, y'all. My way. So, Miss Ivory Hill is the name of the main character that's doing all this crazy stuff, but she has a reason. You will realize it at the end once you get done reading it. But anywho, Miss Ivory Hill, she had a rough childhood. She lost her parents due to a car accident. And, you know, after that whole thing with her parents dying in that car accident, she didn't have no family that would take her in. So she was bouncing home to home. And you know how that stuff goes when you get tossed into the foster care system. It's pretty much messed up. You don't know what family, who you're going to get, or how they're going to treat you. So that was happening. And she didn't have an okay teenage, like a good year being a teenager either. So, and even with the dating life, because she, during the mix of her being in her teens, she met a guy and he wasn't good to her at all. He was somewhat abusive. Well, actually he was abusive to her. So she really didn't have a good life. So she has abandonment issues. She has, you know, a lot of stuff that's going on with her that she's actually going to a therapist to talk to about. She's seeking a therapist, and the therapist and her had became a little bit close, but according to Ivory, I don't think anyone was her friend, but I think that Marriott, which is her therapist,
I think she actually really like her therapist, I really do. I really think that she did, even though it probably didn't seem that way in the beginning. Like she was like, oh, she get on my nerves just by her talking. Look how she look, da 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 da. But I think she really liked her therapist because and her only friend, So she had to see her therapist. And during her session, someone had actually given her therapist the name of the lady who, just ruined her life, which caused the whole accident with her parents, okay? And she goes by the name of Lola Maxwell. And let me tell you about Lola Maxwell. Lola Maxwell is a well-known lady down in Florida. She has her own charity, which involves helping women that get pregnant and need the assistance. So her charity is basically built on is helping women who can't afford to take care of their newborn baby. So she comes and step in, and she takes these young adults, these young women in, and she pamper them for a day, and also provide resources for them. For them when they get pregnant or able to, when they about to have their child. So that's what Lola does. But she's also married to a guy that's a breast, like a plastic surgeon or whatever the case may be. But he's pretty known, well known, and he's his stuff. So, she married him. I think she married him for money, but they doing pretty well. They got their own little life down in Florida, a nice house and everything else. Along with Lola Mack, she had I mean Maxwell, she has a maid, the leader of the maids, or whatever you want to call them, a handmaid. What I don't know what you want to call Georgia. Okay, her name is Georgia. So she's been there with Lola. She signed up to, be a maid for Lola. So she's there. But anywho, let's go back to Ivory and her therapist. So her therapist passed off the name to her and say, this is the lady. It's up to you and what you want to do. That's your choice. If you want to go out there and seek her, or you're just gonna let it be. So Lola, when she found out that name, oh, she was up here like, okay, I got the lady now. She the one who killed my parents, and how she's able to have a great life, and how she's able to do this. The girl that Ivory went as far as looking her up on Facebook, Instagram, all her social medias, including her husband, because she had created a plan to make her life a living hell because what she done did. She know that in her head, you killed my parents, you took my childhood away from me, so I'm gonna have to get you back. So she had a year-long plan, and after that year had passed, she went down there and to find Lola. And to make a long story short, she was able to meet up with Lola and be able to come. She was able to meet up with Lola, but Lola didn't have no idea who this lady was, So she became friends with her and everything else of the nature. So she wanted to get in good with her so she can tear down her life and make her life a living hell, even go as far as sleeping with the husband. But it was all set up. I'm not gonna tell you everything because I know I'm gonna ruin this novel for you. I'll be like, what in the world? But it just start right there. I'm gonna stop right there and letting you guys know what Lola is, well, what Ivy's going to do, because Ivy got a grand master plan on trying to bring Lola down, but she's not the only one that's trying to bring Lola down. Okay, you have others that's involved that's trying to bring Lola down because of what this lady had did to them and how the way she had treated them. So I'm gonna stop right there and let y'all know that's what's going on so far. And while I'm reading this novel, I was like, what in the, because it makes you think, like, what did this lady do to make this child, I mean, this lady hate her so much? But as I was reading it, I was like, dang. Well, and it make you question yourself, like,
should you feel bad, or, you know, it make you question yourself, like, should I feel bad for her, or should I just, like, yeah, I want her dead too, type of deal. Like, okay, she need to get everything back because of the way she was treating people. Because once you read into it, you will see Lola how she is. Like, she's a complete bitch. Like, for real. And basically, Ivory, she had a lot of issues going on with her. That's why she was seeing her therapist, because she has abandonment issues. She has a lot, and she's been abused too, so she has a lot of stuff going on. And this happened back in her younger days, and now that she's in her 20s by herself, she's up here trying to get her back. She wants to get this lady back, you know? So, Miss Lola, you thinking everything is perfect, and when you read this novel, you're like, what the hell this lady did? She owns a charity. She got a great life. Everything is going well. She got all that money. You know, you're thinking everything she, you know, is going well. What did she do to Ivory to make this girl hate her so much? You know? But it's crazy. But I like this novel because even though it's written, it's set up in, and it's like with multiple characters, you're able to keep up with it. And she speaks in first and third person too in this novel. So it's a great book to get into. And you're able to finish this novel within a week or two because you will not be able to put it down. And yes, I gave it a 5-star. This novel is really good. And I can't wait to read more from this author. And hopefully she'll come out with a part two, because it's like a cliffhanger at the end. It's like, what is she going to do? Or what's going to happen next? So that's like the bad thing, because you're anxious and you want to know what's going on because of that cliffhanger at the end. But at the end of this novel, once you go out and purchase this novel, there are some discussion questions that I want to dive in before I get off my podcast. So let's get into it. So we have discussion questions that I want to pick out from the end of the book. And if you go out and purchase this novel, you will see the discussion questions. If you have a book club, and if you chose this book to be part of your book club, that's awesome, because it has, you know, discussion questions at the end. So I'm going to go ahead and pick a couple out. Why was Lola's chandelier such an irritation to Ivory and Georgia? Well, for one, it's pretty much mentioned in the novel when Lola was showing Ivory around her house, and, you know, she was talking about each room and which room is her favorite, and she goes into this one room, and this room has a chandelier, and this was the chandelier that she loved so much, because when she started from the bottom, she spent all her money into buying this chandelier, and it was something personal for her. And Lola's, in Ivory's head, she's like, man, I know if I tear this mug up, it was going to hurt her, because this is something that she had bought with her hard-earned money. And you know Lola's going to hit the fan if something happened to that chandelier. So Ivory and Georgia, Georgia is her maid. And Lola was pretty much a bitch, a way beyond bitch to her. But I don't know. With me being a maid, I can't just sit up here and let somebody toss me crazy or do the things that I just can't, because I'd be in jail with my own number saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 with a smile on my face. Okay. I just can't. No, because you're not going to sit up here and talk to me any kind of way just because you paying me and you let me stay in your house. It still comes with respect, but you know, to each his own. This is Georgia. Georgia's been their maid for a while, which I'm speaking of Lola Maxwell and her husband, you know. So they envy that chandelier. So if they figure if they tear this chandelier up and break it, it will hurt Lola, because, you know, this is something that she had bought with her hard-earned money from the bottom. You know, this is something sentimental to her. So that's why they want to tear that chandelier up, because they know Lola's going to have a fit. They know that. So let's pick another one. Oh, this is another one. Here's another question, y'all. Considering the life-threatening act Ivory made towards Kiki and how determined she was to get what she wanted, what do you think she got what was coming to her in the end? Well, Kiki, let me tell you about Kiki. Kiki was a moocher, okay? With Kiki was friends, is friends with Lola. And Lola and Kiki is good friends, you know, but Kiki is pretty much of a moocher. And, you know, she was up under Lola. She was pretty much Lola's watchdog, you know, so she already picked up on Ivory and the reason why she was, you know, there. I think she genuinely liked Lola, like she was, we're good friends, but she already picked up on Ivory knowing that she was full of shit. So when you have a best friend and you know that your best friend have brought this new girl around, but something is off about her, you're like, oh no, I don't like her. I don't think she don't need to be around, you know. And Lola's thinking like, you overreacting, you doing too much. And she already know that you have them friend, you have that one friend, you know, that always depend on you. You kind of feel sorry, you know. That's how Kiki is. Kiki was more so, you know, I don't think she was using her. I think that Lola was just a giving person, and she wanted to help out anyone that's in need, and so Kiki kind of hung on to that. So, but when she seen Ivory, it was more so of like she's full of shit, and Ivory didn't like her on point because she was gonna expose her sooner or later if she keep on being around. So Ivy had to sit up here and take her out. But Kiki was being a bitch to her though. I mean, she was. So I mean, she did what she did, and at the end, you know, that's kind of what Ivory get in a way. She exposed her. So I mean, I can't say too much about that, but Kiki was a bitch, but she called bullshit. She did. She called her on her game, and no one don't deserve to get hurt. I just wish that they get like the explosive diarrhea syndrome or something. But I don't never wish bad on someone who wronged me. You know, not to the point they need death. Nah, I just wish that you get explosive diarrhea syndrome and you stuck in traffic and you keep on having this sneezes that come around. You know, you can't go. You can't even get out of traffic. You can't even get out of traffic. You're just squeezing the booty cheeks. Oh, but anywho, but yeah, KK was a bitch, but she called bullshit. I don't care what anybody say. So KK, she already knew. Like, I don't like this bitch. Yeah, let me go ahead and something up about this girl. Let me be the only one you can help. She called bullshit. So let's look up to the next question. Next question. Next. Let's see, because a lot of them I do not want to read because it's going to ruin the book. Definitely so. I don't want you guys to be like, I already know what's going to happen. Let's see. Okay, number three. Let's see. Do you wish Lola had been able to share her point of you during the story too? Why or why not? Well, do I think it, I, you know what? I think that Lola, I wanted to hear Lola's point of view. I wanted to see where she was coming from and why she acted the way she did. I know that, oh, by the way, you will know that Lola's been trying to have a kid in the beginning, but she had a miscarriage. And when she got into that car accident with Ivory's parents, she lost her baby too on her way to the doctor's office. So, you know, I really wanted to hear what Lola thoughts was throughout the book and the reason why she acted the way she did, you know, and why she treated Georgia the way she treated her, and why that she had to why she covered up a lot of things. I mean, I wanted to get I want to get in her head as well. Because me, with me being a reader, I want to know the reason why you act the way you do when I'm up here reading this novel, you know. So I really want to hear her point of view, but you kind of, it's all right. Maybe, probably in part two, if there's going to be a part two, maybe we can understand Lola. Well, we probably never, but anywho, but yeah, I would like to know about Lola's part of view. I mean, I wanted to see I wanted to see the reason why she acted a complete bitch to everybody away, and why she was up here doing the things she was doing, because she was a bitch and she was up here sneaking around. But you didn't hear me from me though. But yeah, I just wanted to know. Sure did. Okay. One more question. If Ivy had never been given Lola's name, do you think that she have turned out to be a different woman? Hell yeah! I think, well, hold on. I'll take that back. I don't know, because she was already going to therapy, and I think that therapy would have helped her in the long run, but she was still running to guys that wasn't healthy for her, you know. I think that, well, I don't know, because if she wasn't given that name, I think it would have still kind of been like, I think she'll be somewhat different. I think by her therapist, by giving her that name, if she didn't give her that name, she was still having issues, because she had abandonment issues. And it was a lot of stuff that was going on, because she had met some man that was pretty much bad for her. So I think that she would have been, I don't think she would have, now her, I don't know, y'all, hell, I'm up here stuttering and everything, because it's hard to say. It's very much hard to say, because it was stuff that was happening outside of her not knowing Lola's name, you know. It was stuff, it was still not right with her. So I can't even say no, because she was already having issues. You know, she was coming across men that wasn't good to her, and she really didn't have a lot of friends, and she was already feeling some type of way. So it's kind of hard to say, yeah, on that one, if she would have had a good life or not. You just don't know. So moving along. Okay. One more question. One more, then I'm done. In your opinion, was that Georgia did to Lola understandable after all she gone through while working for her? You know what? Georgia, when you sign up for a job, and if it comes with a contract, you always want to read that contract. And I understand some people who out here that needs work, they'll sign on just due to the money that they need. But I don't give a damn. You just do not let nobody talk to you any kind of way. You don't let nobody sit up here and do the stuff they do to you. So I think it was mostly on Georgia. That was her. It was kind of like her own fault. Because ain't no way you're going to sit up here and treat me the way you're gonna treat me. Especially, it was 2019 during that time. Okay, it's 2019 during the events that Georgia was going through, what she was going through. It was 2019, you know? And it was a choice that she made upon herself. Because ain't no way I'm going to let this lady going to talk to me any kind of way. And then, basically, you sit up here and be a complete bitch to me. That's not, nah, you know. And then when it came up to the whole contract renewal, you still signed up for it, you know. And then she's taking your whole life away. So it's kind of like, it's a choice. Everybody's given a choice in what you're going to put up with or not. That was somewhat of Lola's choice. I did actually feel bad for her, but at the end, I'm like, hell no, I don't feel bad, because she was willing to put up with it. And it's all because of money. Money speaks volumes in this novel. Depending on what would you do if you was gifted, or I mean, you was offered $40,000, even up to $1 million. What would you do? Somebody tell you, I'll give you $1 million if you keep my name, you know, clear. You know, don't disclose none of my personal life for $1 million. And then under that contract, you got to follow all the rules. You got to do everything. Meanwhile, I ain't going to be nice to you, but I'm going to sit up here, talk shit, and treat you like a slave. That's how she was treating her to me. So I think it was more so of a choice, because I'd be like, fuck that contract. Skip what you said, but put your fucking teeth out, because you ain't gonna talk to me like that, and I'm gonna sit up here and leave. You can't sue me, because you ain't gonna get no money. I'm telling you that. You better ask those bill collectors, because they ain't got no money from me neither. So what you gonna do? I can't go to jail. What you gonna do? That's me. I'm sorry. See that? Yeah. We're coming to an end. Thank you for being on this episode, listening to my crazy self, because, yeah, this book was crazy. Go check out The Perfect Ruin by Shanora Williams, and you can find her on Instagram at Really Shanora Williams on Instagram. Go check it out. I'm telling you, you won't go wrong. We are at the end. Thank you for chilling with your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. Yes, The Perfect Ruin. Go check that out. You can purchase that anywhere, but I would like you all to support Literary DFW. Definitely go check that online bookstore out. It's Black owned. Go show your support. The prices are very reasonable. It's the same thing as when you walk up into Barnes & Noble, spend that money. So go check her out. She not only she just have books, but she has like t-shirts, sweaters, books, bookmarks, and you know, book boxes, blind date with a book box. That is pretty neat. Go ahead and check that site out, and you can follow her on Instagram, Literary DFW. And don't forget to follow me. I'm on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram for the Love of Books and KC, the number 4, Love of Books and KC. Until next time, peace and be safe.